I jumped out of bed because it was really loud, and I've got a tree on my house.
It's a nice place to bring your home, your children up in, but you can't live like this. Every time you get a rain, you cannot live. I cannot afford to keep buying living room sets. I wasn't even able to get out of the bed. The water was so high.
In California, they're complaining the worst temperatures and some of the worst storms that they've had in a very, very long time. That leads to flooding, and the temperatures are near six-year lows. That's where we start. Mother Nature, Kate Delaney, hanging out with you here on these airwaves, America Tonight. And as we swing into another weekend, Oscars are announced, plus buzz over some new movies that are being released, including Zero Dark Thirty. That's over the woman who helped track down and get Osama bin Laden. But first we start with California. They're talking low 20s. Any of that citrus, it's gone. Strawberry growers, it's got to be tough. They got to cover all their crops. A lot of strawberries in the central coast of California and in San Diego and whatnot. They're saying it's going to continue throughout the weekend and into next week. Frosty air. Freezing temperatures, just absolutely awful for people that are trying to grow things. It is the worst. And then snow, and you know what that leads to. So there's all kinds of people walking around in shock in California, from the north to the south especially. They're talking about SeaWorld, that they're going to have to crank up the heat for the macaws and the parrots, and the zookeepers are concerned about that. So Mother Nature, wind gusts 60 miles an hour, rain 45 mile an hour winds in the valley, highs in the 50s, and again, showers all over the place. Interstate 5, north of Los Angeles, had to be closed briefly because of the snow, tons of accidents, spin outs, that kind of stuff. You're not used to hearing that about California. I lived in California, and every once in a while, you know, they say it never rains in Southern California. Every once in a while, we'd get a wicked, wicked blast from Mother Nature. All right, right at the top, we got some other things that we're going to roll into. But before we do that, let's go to David in San Francisco. Hey, David.
Hey, hi, Kate. You know, it's funny listening to the descriptions of California. Here in San Francisco, it's chilly, but very clear night, very comfortable. You know, it's
yay.
It sounds dire. Wow. You know, I'm glad you ran the interview with the author, though, a little while ago regarding global warming. The significance of that, he's definitely right about, you know, various aspects of it. But there are ways that we can remediate. For example, if we were to just simply plant a whole lot more trees, that would take care of a lot of the problems. If you look at maps of where the forestation used to be, I mean, you could look at southern Missouri, you can look at Oregon, you can look at California, you can look at Colorado. There have been so many places that have just been laid to waste. They cut down all of the trees, and it's, as a matter of fact, there was a, I was reading an old history book about the southern Missouri, or the southern Mississippi River. Basically, there was a log jam from where the Ohio River meets the Mississippi River, so it would be north of Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
If you can imagine a log jam all the way down to the coast, so basically 1,000 miles of log jam, and the only way that you could get through that was through a canoe. You could almost walk across the Mississippi River by just staying in the tree branches and whatnot.
Yeah,
it was, and it, there was.
That's a long time ago, though.
It was basically 200 years ago.
Yeah,
and when the steamboats were invented, they figured a way to just keep ramming them through,
yeah.
And they just kept pounding, 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 and there were so many trees across the South that that all of that, you know, if you look at the science of how a tree works, a tree is 80-90% water. And it just sucks it up, and it becomes all of this water of the oceans that would rise. We can turn it into trees before this happens. And so if we went out of our way to do plenty of reforestation, but basically when you look at what Florida has done, for example, Florida has drained its entire state. Lake Okeechobee used to be, you know, you've got the five great lakes up in, you know, Michigan, Ontario, whatnot. And the number six lake was down in Florida, Lake Okeechobee. Mm. And two or three years ago, they had a forest fire on the floor of the lake. They've drained Florida so much that you know, basically Florida used to be a huge series of lakes and swamps, and mm-hmm. they've just drained it. And
yeah.
And the whole idea that we've dumped all of that water into the oceans and we're not retaining it on the land is just foolish. And if we went into a jobs program of simply reforesting, we would take a lot of the strain off of what we would hear about as global warming. It would
yeah.
cool the earth down by planting these trees too, because it creates you know, shade and a ground cover so that the earth is not baked by all of this.
Yeah, but, yeah, yeah, good points.
Yeah, so and as well, when you look at Utah, when the Mormons got into Utah, there were 10-foot grasses. They're the same with Texas. Texas used to be covered with 10-foot grasses, some of them even taller, 16-foot grasses. And the cattle ate them up. As I understand it, cattle ate grass for about 20 years, and then the cattle industry pretty much died in Texas, because they ate it all down to the nubs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that we 100 years later, we still think that, you know, beef in Texas is a big deal, but they ate it all up 100 years ago, and,
mm-hmm.
and they've never been able to reforest or replant all of that grass in Texas to this day. And so it's simply a matter of replanting and not allowing these well, there are so many different agribusiness is so foolish about how they plow and plant, and it's kind of a rape and ruin economics. And we've got to invest in replanting, and then we'll take care of the global warming.
You know what? It's great that you brought that up, David. I agree with you about the trees. Why are we not doing that anyway? I know there's a lot of communities that are doing that. And where I live, in my neighborhood, people have taken that up, and it's made a huge difference. Because in Texas, where the mothership is, or not the mothership, the mini ship, the mothership's in Minneapolis, we've had a huge problem with drought. And in the neighborhood, because of the ground covering and because of the trees, that's really preserved a lot of it. And so you make some great points. Why is it you use the resources, but why isn't they weren't putting them back? And if they had been putting them back, replenishing, we wouldn't be, you're right, we wouldn't be in some of the situations that we're in right now. And Florida was also a very good example. David, thank you for the call. In Florida, because the swamps and stuff have been so drained, now we're seeing alligators who are coming out of their natural habitat and finding they have no place to go, so they end up in neighborhoods. They're walking down the streets and whatnot, and I'm really serious about that. We're driving them all out of the environment because it's all gone away with what David just said there. And I think it's true. It's not a Democrat or a Republican issue. It's just an issue of simplistic things that you could do, whether you believe in global warming or not, to help the environment. Stay with us.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Seth MacFarlane, and I'll be hosting the Oscars this year. Except guess what? I'm not Seth MacFarlane. I'm Daniel Day-Lewis. I'm just that good.
The Oscars, live Oscar Sunday, February 24th on ABC.
Yes, the Oscars. It's time to talk about some of the pictures that are nominated for Best Picture, and a few other things we'll throw in the middle of all of this, too. The Best Picture, as you know, we do our cheap movie review, so I feel compelled to tell you, Argo, which is about the Iran hostage crisis, Beast of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Mis, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, Zero Dark 30. How about that? Actress Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark 30. Jennifer Lawrence, Silver Linings Playbook. Emmanuel Riva, Amois. Quinzon Wallace, Beast of the Southern Wild. Naomi Watts, The Impossible. For Best Actor, Bradley Cooper, Silver Linings Playbook. Daniel Day-Lewis, Lincoln. Hugh Jackman, Les Mis. Joaquin Phoenix, The Master. Denzel Washington, Flight. Flight was great. I saw that one. Supporting actress Amy Adams, The Master, Sally Field, Lincoln, Anne Hathaway, Les Mis, Helen Hunt, The Sessions, Jackie Weaver, Silver Linings Playbook. I know you're listening. You're saying, what are these cabinet members? Supporting actor Alan Arkin, Argo, Robert De Niro, Silver Linings Playbook. That was like it was a huge hit. And I saw it, and it was incredible. Philip Seymour Hoffman, The Master, Tommy Lee Jones, Lincoln, Christopher Waltz, Django Unchained, director Michael Haneke, Amwa, Ang Lee, Life of Pi, David O. Russell, Silver Linings Playbook, Steven Spielberg, Lincoln, and Bennett Zeltzen, Best of the Southern Wild. That's as far as we go with this one. And, of course, there are many other awards that will be handed out. Some of the sounds and some of the pictures that I just mentioned that are up for grabs, I'm going to let you hear a little bit of them. And it includes the one that I told you I saw that I really, really liked. I would recommend this on DVD to anyone. The story's great. Robert De Niro is really, really good in it, and there's some funny, funny moments in it. This is Silver Linings Playbook.
Are you going to walk me home or what?
You mean me?
Yeah, you. Are you going to walk me home?
You have poor social skills. You have a problem.
I have a problem?
Mm-hmm.
You say more inappropriate things than appropriate things. You scare people.
No, I tell the truth, but you're mean.
Well, I'm not telling the truth.
All right, that's Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper, both nominated. You heard me mention their names. Also, Beast of the Southern Wild. Check out this little tiny clip. As I said, tiny clip. The girl in it's quite cute. And I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but just think Southern and Wild, not Southern United States, a much different part of the world. Life of Pi, popular book made into a movie. Check it out.
My name is Pi Patel. I have been in a shipwreck. I am on a lifeboat alone with a tiger. Please send help.
Lifeboat Alone with a Tiger sounds intriguing, doesn't it? Or maybe not. Zero Dark Thirty, I think the best picture, hands down. I loved this movie, and I love it that people in Washington squirmed and were upset about the waterboarding scenes. Sorry, I lived through this on the airwaves. And from what I know of a source at the Pentagon, they are furious about Zero Dark Thirty. Here's a snippet of it.
Bin Laden is there, and you're going to kill him for me.
Yes, indeed, and we know how that ended up.
Come on, you know it.
And then there's Adele. She'll be singing at the Oscars. This song, in fact, I'm sure she's going to bring the house down. People love Adele. So that's what's up for grabs, up at stake. Big movies, you like that, up at stake. That made a lot of sense. That's the title of my movie, Up at Stake. So Silver Linings Playbook.
Steak.
Sounds good. If we were in Vegas, we could get a steak right now. Silver Linings Playbook, excellent movie. Zero Dark Thirty, excellent movie. I saw both of them, and I would recommend both of them as the best things that I've seen in the past year. Also, the Skyfall movie, James Bond, but I'm a James Bond person. So some people don't like James Bond. If you like him, you would love this movie. Coming up this weekend, this has some potential. I like the actors in it. I might wait for a rental on this, but check out Gangsta Squad.
You want to take me away from all this and make an honest woman out of me?
No, ma'am. I was just hoping to take you to bed.
Los Angeles is my destiny.
I'm going after Mickey Cohen.
Well, you gotta die something. I'm risking my life, like every single guy in there.
I have to finish this.
Don't go.
Don't let me.
All good things must be burnt to the ground. Gangster Squad, only in cinemas.
Only in cinemas? Like, where do we think it was going to be played? Your
Some
next door neighbors.
To iTunes.
They do?
Yeah.
Only in iTunes. Only at your neighbor's house are you going to go see this movie. So, anyway, this, like I said, has potential. I like some of the people in this movie. They're decent actors. And, you know, the whole thing about L.A. and the gangsters and settling Los Angeles. Some people don't know about that history, and I hear it's pretty true to form. So, you know, there's a reason to go and maybe see it on the big screen, but I'd wait. I'd wait. A Haunted House. Check it out.
Welcome to the Terradome.
Hey.
What you taping for, Keisha?
We thugs. We can't be on no TV.
I can't wait to get my hands on this food.
Show yourself.
Cut it out.
right, haunted house. Is it self-explanatory enough? Haunted house, kids, the whole thing.
Scary and the movie.
Yeah, scary movie. And the movie that I said that I just absolutely loved, I'm so glad I saw it last week, Zero Dark Thirty. Here's another little sneak on Zero Dark Thirty.
What else have you done for us besides Bin Laden?
I've done nothing else.
I want to make something absolutely clear. There's nobody else coming to the rescue. There is just us.
Oh my God, is that what I think it is?
The big breaks and the little people that make them happen.
If you're right, the whole world's going to want in on this. Zero Dark Thirty, rated R. Special engagement starts December 19th.
All right, and 2 hours, 37 minutes later, it does fly by. So for a decade, we already know this. We lived it. Where was Bin Laden? How many times on the air did I say that? I was in New York when the events of New York, New Jersey, when the events of 9/11 unfolded afterwards and what it was like to commute into the city to work at WFAN in Queens and people talking about the hole in the sky and everything else that happened. And always it was about thinking we were going to get Bin Laden. We were close to Bin Laden. And, of course, a decade later, you have intelligence people and military operatives working in secret to go into that house there in Abbottabad and get Bin Laden. And this is what the movie is focused on, the whole thing, the whole chase for Bin Laden. And it's very, very well done, which is why I think it's up for all kinds of awards. Some people squirmed in D.C., as I mentioned, over what was very accurate. Very accurate is what I was told by some pretty good sources as to what happened, what really went down. So Jessica Chastain, I mentioned her a couple times. She's not the only one who does a good job in this. Mark Strong, you might recognize him. Joel Edrington, Jason Clark also in it. And Catherine Bigelow is the director of this one, and she was the Hurt Locker director. Some people really, really liked Hurt Locker, or they didn't like it. A lot of folks in the America Tonight audience called and said they had worked in similar positions defusing IEDs and said it was pretty accurate. So go to the movies, get some cheap popcorn, and have some fun.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The protection that is. Former presidents have to give up rides maybe on Air Force One unless the current president asks them to come along, but they won't have to worry about being shadowed by the guys in the suits and the earpieces, the bodyguards. President Obama on Thursday signed a law giving him and George W. Bush and all the future former presidents and their spouses lifetime Secret Service protection. The legislation was put together by Congressman Trey Gowdy from South Carolina. It rolls back something that happened in the mid-1990s, a law that imposed a 10-year limit on Secret Service protection for former presidents. Bush would have been the first former commander-in-chief who would have been affected by that. So, boom, he would have had no protection. Can you imagine all the people that come out to go after former presidents? I know it costs a fortune. So you say, you know, hey, can't they pay for their own? Somebody said to me, they can't afford to pay for their own bodyguards. So at that time, when it kicked in, the reason, part of the reason was it would save millions of bucks, save the government millions of dollars. And also the argument was that a president could hire a private security firm. Nixon did that after he decided to forego Secret Service protection. That was back in 85. The bill flew through Congress, bipartisan support. It cleared the House of Representatives easily in December, and then it went through the Senate unopposed. And then the law provides protection for former presidents' kids until age 16, but the spouse would terminate if there was a remarriage, the spouse wouldn't get that coverage. Well, that'd be awful, wouldn't it? So You're out of here, and so are the guys in the suits. Good luck. I hope you have such a face that everybody now recognizes as the former First Lady, but you're going to have to hire your own security. The Secret Service, just for your own edification, I was looking this up today, started protecting presidents in 1901, and why did they do that? Think back in the recesses of your mind in history class, the assassination of William McKinley. And in 1965, they authorized, Congress authorized the agency, which is now, of course, the department, part of the Department of Homeland Security, to protect the former presidents for life. On that note, let's kick it to the mailbag.
You've got mail.
That's from, like, the 80s, I think. Can we hear that again?
You've got mail.
Our other guy's on strike. I don't know what it is. 2013 started out rough for him and rough for us, the other smooth, silky voiced guy. So we had to go back and hire someone from the 80s.
I think he got embarrassed.
I don't know. But this guy I know was a lot cheaper. So we decided, in a pinch, we're going to have to go with him. Let's go to our first email. I got this one from Big Buzz. Big Buzz says, man, Delaney, I really like your style. Love the show. Gotta say, gotta protect our guns. I'm not a gun nut. I hate it when people classify everybody who wants to protect the Second Amendment as a nut job, a gun lover, and all kinds of other descriptive ways to lump us all into the same category. That's simply not true. I don't think we should rip up the Constitution. And if somebody wants to protect themselves, they want to own a gun, let's let them continue to have that right. Well said. Excellent email. Moving on to Jake, who listens to us in Austin. Jake says, wow, almost time for another weekend. Can't wait to see Zero Dark 30. I think I heard you mention on the show that you saw it. Would you recommend it? Oh, hands down. It's been nominated for all kinds of Oscars, and that's not a surprise. Zero Dark 30 was terrific. Jessica Chastain, excellent in her role. And just the movie from end to end, I thought was well played. Naturally, they didn't enjoy some of the things that were shown in the movie in Washington, because one of the things that you did see was the waterboarding and all that and the whole torture thing. But I thought it was done well. I didn't think it was the overbearing theme of the movie, and I say thumbs up. The entire story from end to end, I thought, played out perfectly across the big screen. And I don't doubt that there may be a few Oscars that will get picked up for this flick. And speaking of Oscars, coming up in another hour in America tonight, we're going to tell you who's on that list for Oscars as we do our cheap movie review combined with that. Here's another one. This one from Anne, listening to us in Illinois. Anne says, wow, when it comes to guns, there is nothing that will clear a room, especially when you have people who are Democrats and people who are Republicans, than bringing up guns and whether or not we should have tight controls, completely take guns out of all permit owners' hands right now, and eliminate the sale of guns at these gun shows. It is amazing, even among a group of women playing Mahjong, the attitude toward the weapon. I will tell you that I do not possess, carry, have a permit, any of that kind of stuff, but I vehemently defend the right of my fellow Americans to do so. It's tragic. It's awful. It's unbelievable what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, and when we see other shootings. But we cannot bow to the pressure of others to take away rights. This is from somebody who's never shot a gun and doesn't care to own one. All right, let's see. Here's Oliver. Oliver listening to us in Vermont. Hey, Ms. Delaney, I've listened to you for a long time on WVMT. We love you up here in Vermont. Believe it or not, a lot of us are passive listeners, but just so you know, we are talking about you, and we're talking about you when we're enjoying our rather delicious cups of coffee. Green Mountain for me. I know some people prefer other varieties. I hear you talk often about Wawa, and I get a big grin on my face because I used to live in New Jersey, and I completely relate to the store and all the kinds of coffee that they have laid out each and every day. Here's my take on guns. I don't own a gun. I have been to a gun range before. I have lots of friends that own guns. I consider them to be responsible gun owners. I understand how people would automatically think get the guns out of the hands of Americans, especially assault-type weapons, but it's just the wrong way to think. We do not want to give up more rights. And I would like to see the true statistics to get a chance to really analyze what's happening when it comes to gun deaths. Give us the true picture, not the one that's loaded with spin. Thank you very much. Keep on keeping on. Well, you know, this, like I said, the debate has been peeled wide open. We've talked about it a ton. It's nothing new to this show. And it's terrible what happened at Virginia Tech. It's terrible is not even a great way to describe it. Horrific, sickening, everything else that you can imagine. How does a parent move beyond that? How do they not, in the recesses of their mind, think, what if, what if, what if? And, you know, it's like anything in life. You have to put one foot in front of the other and move forward. But a lot of those parents, that's what's telling. A lot of those parents would say the same thing that many of you are saying who don't have guns, don't want to own guns. They're echoing your sentiments. Some of them surprise people because they automatically assume, oh, well, they're going to line up and they're going to say, get rid of them, get rid of them, get rid of them. But I think we do have to examine a lot of other aspects of what's happening in our culture, and especially what's going on with younger people. What is sending these guys that all seem to fall into the category of white loner male going into schools or workplaces or whatever and shooting people, opening fire? What leads someone to that point? Is what? How many of them have mental illness that is so severe? I mean, we're not talking about some mild case of depression. And what is it that trips their switch that sends them into the sends them to the point where they're loaded with magazines going in and ready to just kill innocent people? How do you make that leap in your mind? Is it somebody who's out of their mind in a different way and they want that sickening 15 minutes of fame, which I would find hard to believe, but then again, you sometimes see how this plays out and what ultimately happens and what they're thinking in their mind, I think, end up being two different things, but it's too late to reel it back in once it happens. Okay, Boss Hogg has one for us from the great state of Mississippi. Hello to everybody listening to America Tonight. Kate, so pleased that you're on our airwaves. There are some strange things happening in this country. I heard you talking about the flu shots. I'm not going to go into the gun thing right now, but I heard you talking about the flu shots, and I will tell you that I have never gotten a flu shot either. And maybe part of the reason is because I am very, very healthy, so I don't feel like my immune system, luckily, has ever been compromised to the point where I was pushed into a flu shot or felt like I needed one. I would say to people out there to be very, very cautious about getting one. If you don't need it, why get it in the first place? I know people that have gotten very sick from taking the shot. Might be different for a child, might be different for an older person. I guess it truly does boil down to your immune system. And there were a lot of people that sent me emails about the flu and whether or not they got shots. One from Joe in Illinois. He says, thumbs up to the shot. What's wrong with you people? Another one from Bill listening to us in Mississippi, and he says, yeah, you got to go get a flu shot. Why are you worried about getting a flu shot? I think everyone should get one. Well, I think we're going to disagree on that, too. Stay with us.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Topping this edition of We Can Count, Donald Trump released the birth certificate of Bill Maher and demands $5 million. You've heard about this little story, right? Trump decided, you know what? I'm going to answer the call. Bill Maher is attacking me on his show. He's saying it's a bunch of crap about the birth certificate and Obama. So I'm going to send him a copy. That's what I'm going to do. And he didn't mean a copy of the president's birth certificate. He meant he was going to send him a copy of his New York City birth certificate, who demanded to see it on Monday's Leno show. I happened to see a playback of this. Maher said he would donate $5 million to the charity of Trump's choice. And Maher suggested the Hair Club for Men. If the Celebrity Apprentice dude could prove he is not the spawn of his mother having sex with an orangutan. Oh, man. He's, of course, making fun of Trump's announcement that he would donate $5 million to a charity if Obama would release his college records. That's what the play was on. You know, here's the deal. Donald Trump knows how to find publicity. Bill Maher knows how to find publicity. It is about controversy. Controversy sells in this country, for sure. So they find a way to have a little dialogue going, and that dialogue continued. So that was the deal with Bill Maher, and that was the deal on the uptake, I think, with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the master, though. No one can, no matter what you think, no one can trump the Trumpster. He always finds a way. I mean, this is a guy who's a real estate mogul. How is he part of the vernacular? How is he selling pizzas? How is he on a reality television show? How is he pushing all kinds of agendas? How does he own a Miss Universe pageant? The reason is because he is Barnum and Bailey. He's the master showman. A teen and a 70-year-old man getting a divorce. Ooh, are you shocked by this? Yeah, a divorce has been granted in the case of the Saudi teen who was wed to a 70-year-old man. The man was the focus of huge, I mean huge, public outrage when he said his bride's family fooled him into paying $20,000 in a dowry but then took their daughter back. The commission said the two fought and she ran away back to her family. Oh, that's a surprise, huh? He's 70 years old. She's 15 years old. Naturally, in Saudi Arabia, there is no law that has a minimum age for marriage. There might have been a little bit of a push for that in recent years, but the religious scholars there say, no. We're not going to have that. So if somebody wants to marry a 15-year-old, they can marry a 15-year-old. And, of course, the 70-year-old said that he thought she was 25. So a divorce has taken place, and that's how they resolved it, amicably. In other words, it got too much. There was too much stirred up in this case. So they decided, well, how can we shove this out of the way, push this under the rug, and not have to deal with this? Well, the best way to deal with it is just grant them the divorce. All right, this is always interesting to me when they find crash sites and they find the remains of pilots, and then you find out the story behind the story and the family learns. So more than 65 years after they crashed in Germany, the remains of 5 British airmen were recovered, and they're going to get a proper burial. Terrific for their family, right? The Royal Air Force guys, members, right, disappeared in 1943. This was during a raid on weapons, on a weapons factory in German-occupied Czechoslovakia. They found them. They were discovered near Mannheim, and their bomber went down. There were 7 guys that were on board. The German soldiers recovered 2 of the bodies from the wreckage pretty much right afterwards, but 5 of them were missing until last week, and they had an exhaustive search for them after the war, and they figured that they ditched at sea, that they, you know, that was it. But no such thing. And it was actually 69 years ago. And the story is that there were 327 bombers that set out in April of 1943, and they were attacking a munitions plant in Czechoslovakia. 36 never made it back to the base, never made it back. And they searched and searched and searched and could never find any of the wreckage. And then they came across it, so how about that? And they recovered it. There was actually a history researcher that helped recover about 100 planes of all the planes that ever went down, and they have to use metal detectors and ground-penetrating radar to confirm the crash site and all that kind of stuff. But it's great news. It's great news that they recovered them and that they'll get the proper burial, and more importantly, their family knows the rest of the story, because you know that becomes family folklore. Here's what happened, and you know, your great grandfather did this during the war, and you know, the tales of some other things that might have happened. And instead, now they know more about it, and they know where the site was. And I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting. This is kind of creepy in one way, and in another way, it's kind of exciting. It's very exciting for the family, I would think, although it must be hard when you have so many years in between. There was an Indiana boy that was kidnapped In 1994, he turns up in Minnesota. He was, so think about this, he was abducted 19 years ago by his paternal grandparents. They've been found living in Minnesota under a different name. Richard Landers was 5 when his grandparents, who were upset over custody arrangements, disappeared. And the Indiana State Police say the 24-year-old Landers was found in Long Prairie, Minnesota, because of his Social Security number. His grandparents were living under aliases in a town nearby, confirmed his identity. Police didn't say whether the couple's going to face charges. Boy, do you think, should they face charges after all is said and done now? So Landers' mother just was out of her mind with excitement when she learned a few days ago that they found her son. Her husband said she's now the happiest woman on earth. And the grandparents, when they abducted him, they said they were worried about the court proceedings and what was going to happen there. And, you know, that's why they took him from the house in a town about 30 miles north of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and they left. And they never found this kid. It became a cold case after 2008. Ended up in a file somewhere, but because of Social Security number, the date of birth, all that kind of stuff, the driver's license photo resembled the kid enough that they found him. So that's how they were able to match him up to the case. Wow, that's crazy. And then the other thing that would be so odd is, after all this time, do these two people that are grandparents, do they face any charges as a result of that? Oh, yeah, that'd be a tough thing to wrestle with, I would think. How about this? This is our final We Can Count. In the movie, and somebody asked me about that, Zero Dark Thirty, there is a reference to Abu Ghraib, a defense contractor whose subsidiary was accused in that lawsuit of conspiring to torture detainees at that prison in Iraq, has paid over $5 million to 71 former inmates held there and other detention sites between 2003 and 2007. The settlement in the case involved equity holdings of Chantilly, Virginia. It's the first successful effort, and that's why I bring it up, and because it's got numbers attached to it, by lawyers for former prisoners at Abu Ghraib and other detention centers to collect money from a defense contractor in lawsuits alleging torture. Another contractor is expected to go on trial over similar allegations this summer. The payments were disclosed in a document filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission 2 months ago, but nobody really noticed it. I think that's a huge story, to say the least. To say the least, a huge story. All right, I always say this, if you want to vent, you have some thoughts, you want to share it with us, you can always send me an email, americatonight.net, click on contact and let it fly.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.